Message number 551. A Protestant nation, Great Britain, will convert soon to my ways. Monday, September 17, 2012 at 09:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to reveal to you a miracle I have planned. A Protestant nation, Great Britain, will convert soon to my ways, my teachings and the truth. For so long this Christian country has adapted and amended the laws of God to suit their proud ways. Once a great Christian country, they sinned throughout the centuries against the laws of God and convinced themselves that they followed the laws laid down by my church on earth. The prayers of the faithful among them and the love and loyalty shown by Christian leaders in Great Britain in the face of adversity has brought them closer to my Sacred Heart. This country will be converted and the truth will save millions. The Antichrist and his many followers have influenced many in power in this country, but they will fail to steal God's children. My followers will unite through all churches throughout Britain, and I will envelop them in my holy arms. They will become a powerful force in my army, and the plan to unite them has commenced. Here is a special crusade prayer for God's children in Britain. Crusade Prayer, 77, for Great Britain. O most heavenly Father God, the Creator of man, please hear my prayer. I beg you to save Britain from the clutches of evil and dictatorship. I ask that you unite all of us of all religions, creed and color as one family in your eyes. Give us the strength to unite in defiance of any laws introduced to outlaw your teachings. Give us the strength and the courage to never forsake you and to help save all of your children through our prayers. Bring all of my brothers and sisters together in unity to pay homage to your promise to bring us eternal life and entrance to your paradise. Amen. To the children of Great Britain, know that soon the conversion which will envelop your country will bring you great graces. Then you will help lead my army along with other nations towards my glorious kingdom. Your Jesus.